Back here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're joined now by Penley Christian Jr., Chloe Nickel. Chloe, first off, just got to talk, how good does it feel to be back on the court here out of Christmas break?
It feels awesome. You know, I haven't played like a full game since last January when I broke my pinky, and so it just feels really good to be back out there with my team and be able to help them in a different way and not be the water bottle carrier anymore. Because I was that for a while, which I don't mind, but it's good to just help them in the way that I'm used to helping them. So,
and one thing too with that is you're an athlete by trait, right? You're solid on track and field, solid on the basketball court, and being away from not being able to compete, being able to be out there with your teammates fighting for victories and things like that, and having to, you know, find a role within the team where you can still help but not impact the games. What was that like, just sitting on the sidelines trying to rehab so that you get back out there on the court, join the team, and help them out in the ways that you can?
You know, it's hard, but I know that God has a plan and that everything he does has a purpose. So I just got to trust in him and be able to help my team by encouraging them and being there for them and helping them in any way that I can. So, yeah.
Well, we got to talk a little bit too, because it was off-season meniscus surgery. You had an opportunity to try to give it a go before Christmas break. You played, I think it was about a minute and a half against PCM, and from what you told me, you survived another little scare in that game too. Just tell us what you were kind of thinking there in the first half of the season when you had that opportunity to go out there, test it out, and then felt like, oh no, maybe something more serious happened with that knee again.
So, yeah, I had an opportunity to play in a game, and earlier that week I had done the exact same thing that tore it the first time, so I was pretty worried, and after that game I went back to my trainer and I asked her about it, and, you know, Natalie told me, I think you need to go get another MRI, so I went back up to Clive, went back up to Ankeny, all the appointments again, all of that, just did it all over again, and thankfully it wasn't torn this time, it was just a little messed up, so I got my steroid shot, and just keep going to PT, keep getting stronger. So, yeah.
Very neat. And going back to last season, too, how frustrated was that to know that right off the bat here you had to deal with this meniscus thing after the way that last season ended with the broken finger that held you out of the final few games for the Eagles as well?
You know, it was hard. I broke my pinky, and once it healed, I just got back on the court, and I was working hard. You know, I wanted to make up for that lost time that I didn't get to experience last year, and so I was ready and I was wanting to play, and then, you know, just freak accident, one open gym, and yeah, everything just changes, but you just gotta keep trusting that God has a plan and that, you know, you will make it through and that someday you'll be able to play again. So,
and again, we're talking to Chloe Nickel of the Penley Christian girls basketball team, and one thing that has stood out to me is just interacting with you off the court, watching you on the court with the team, even though you weren't able to play, is just the smile, the energy that you bring to this team, and just being able to impact your teammates in that regard, even when you haven't been able to be on the floor. How have you been able to keep that positive mindset in spite of the fact that, you know, it's been a little bit of a challenge here over the last couple of seasons with just the health of staying on the court?
I just think it's important to, you know, have faith and trust, and also it's important to show others that you can still have fun and you can still be a part of the team. And if you're not able to play, especially with a lot of other girls getting injured, I just knew that it was important to show them that they can still help the team and have an impact also.
Well, and on the flip side of that too, just looking at how the team impacts you as well, because you, obviously you're still making your impacts on the team. How big has this team, this coaching staff, Coach Fowdy, how big have they been in, you know, just the process of trying to get back on the court and just being that encouragement for yourself?
You know, they're awesome. I love my teammates. You know, they're there to help me. They're always asking me, like, how does your knee feel? Are you okay? And I just appreciate that they know that I'm trying to get back in there. And, you know, it's a process. It's hard to get back in. And all the worried moms are texting my mom asking how I'm doing. And, you know, it's just nice to know that my team does care for me and my coaches look out for me. You know, tonight Coach Fowdy just said, he said, you can go out there and you can mess up every play and you can not know what offense or defense we're doing, but as long as you give it your all, I'm happy with that. And that's just nice to know that they want me to play and they're happy that I'm back. So,
very neat, too. And just as a team this year, it's unfortunately been something that's been a struggle for this team is injuries as well. And, you know, with yourself being able to come back and get back on the floor here against Newton to kick off the second semester for this team and watching the rest of the team kind of battle through injuries and stuff like that, what's been your encouragement to them as they kind of fight through this and deal with something that not a lot of teams, I feel like, in the conference are having to deal with this amount of injuries kind of piling up?
I think it's just really important to stay unified as a whole team. You know, sometimes we can get a little bit divided, JV varsity, just because we're not always completely, like, all together when we're practicing. But as we have injuries and as JV players keep getting pulled up, I think it's just important that we're together as a full team and that we're all looking out for each other and that we understand that the younger girls, you know, they're jumping into this and it's different for them, and that we just need to, you know, help them get through it and remember what it was like the first time we played varsity. So it's scary. So.
And I don't want to classify her as a JV player, but one of those girls that did get pulled up from the JV squad was little sister.
Yes.
What was that like to be able to get to play on the court with her for the first time at the high school level?
It's so fun. I like getting to see her play. You know, when I was a freshman or sophomore and she was in middle school, I didn't get to see a lot of her games because our schedules were kind of conflicted. But it's so fun to see her out there, you know, having fun and learning. And I like getting to practice with her and, you know, occasionally, like, steal it from her or score on her, you know, a little bit of a sibling rivalry. But it's fun, and we like to play together. So I'm just happy she's on the team with me.
And at one point tonight, too, I got to point this out. There was at one point where four of the five girls on the court for the Eagles were sisters between the Kegmarinskis and the Nichols. Just being able to have that experience as a group, too, where, you know, it is – more than just a team at times, it is a family for the Eagles. What is that experience like, too, just getting to watch this team really grow into more than a team, but also at times family connections out there on the court?
I love to see how the sisters work together. You know, Faith and Rachel, they kind of just, they always know what each other's thinking. I don't know how they do it, but they're always in sync. And then me and Ava, you know, We just understand each other. And I wish we should bring back 6-on-6 because then we could bring the Bream sisters out too. And, you know, could have that going. So that would be fun. But it's just nice to see all the sisters, you know. It's just talking to each other and we help each other out. And it's just one big family. So, yeah.
Chloe, best of luck as you continue to get that knee even stronger and as you continue to get back on the court and enjoy the game. And, looking forward to seeing you compete the rest of the season and glad to see you back on the floor.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Chloe Nichol of the Pella Christian Girls basketball team here on today's Manly Radio Sports page.